Demai, Perek Dalad Mishnah Zion. Hachamarm shenichnasu li'ir. People that would sell grain, that would ride on donkeys to bring grain from cheaper places to more expensive places to sell them. And they would go together. Omar Echad. Shali chadash v'shal chaveri yashan. And as they would go together, one of them would say to the prospective buyers, my grain is chadash, meaning you can't eat from it. Let's just go with that shita, the way the Rav learned in the previous Mishnah. V'shal chaveri yashan. And my friend's is yashan, you can eat my friend's. Shali enu mesukun v'shal chaveri mesukun. Mine wasn't prepared. Mine didn't have chumas maishas taken off. V'shal chaveri mesukun, but his did have chumas maishas. Einun nemanun. These are certainly not believed. They're playing off of each other. They're doing a kinunya that they're just going to switch off from place to place and give, each one is going to like give a testimonial on his friend and sell for his friend and say, oh, don't buy from me, buy from him. So that's better than when each just parks in one specific city, you know, and says about himself that I'm trusted. So if a guy tries to be his own salesman, it's a lot easier and more effective when somebody else is trying to sell you and say how good you are. So that's what they do. They go around and each person says, oh, I'll buy from this guy. It sounds great. And then people would trust them. So obviously, they're not trustworthy. This whole game doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nemanin. Rabbi Yehuda says, since Rov Amaratzim take off Demai, and like the Rav said earlier, and Rov of them aren't choshed on Chodosh, so they're makel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because of the people of the city that they would come to buy from these mochrei tefuah in Paris, that they should have what to eat. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and one should not be makel with these types of people.